This is Emily Ruffermet, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, here with Jeff Deitchler of Prairie Fire Coffee from Wichita, Kansas, and here to talk about marketing. Jeff, I hear you did a lot with Joe on the Job. Can you tell us about it, please?
Sure. We did a we engaged with one of our customers in Wichita, Kansas, that employs a little more than 500 employees. And initially, we thought maybe we would get a department or two to help us out with the Joe on the Job campaign. And much to our surprise, they were very interested and employed every department to help out. So all 500 employees got to participate. And over a two-week period, we really had a lot of fun. We got to meet a lot of our consumers in that office and their locations that we wouldn't get to see every day. So it was a great way to engage with that customer.
What was involved in that program from the customer standpoint?
We gave them a couple different ideas of some things that we could do. What they liked best was a trivia competition every day, by where we provided them, their HR director, with a list of 10 questions. They wanted to do it over 2 5-day work weeks. So each day of the 10 days, they emailed out to all 500 employees the trivia, coffee trivia question of the day. And each day they would gather those responses, and out of the correct responses, they would then have a drawing, and we provided the winner each day with a gift basket that contained coffee mugs and coffee and so on.
Wonderful. So would you call it a successful program?
I would say it was highly successful. In fact, we had a number of employees that we didn't have direct contact with during the competition or during the contest that actually emailed us or called our office and thanked us for helping them out. They really enjoyed getting involved. They learned a little bit about the coffee. And those are some of the people we don't get to see and talk to every day.
And would you expand the program next year?
Absolutely. We not only just... and with that company, with that particular financial institution, with everybody participating this year, we would expect the same next year based on what responses we got. But it gave us a little insight as to how to go about it with a number of other customers that we have. So we kind of picked up a little traction from that this year, and we're looking forward to rolling that out to even more than what we were able to this year.
Now, that was for National Coffee Service Month, correct? Is there any marketing opportunities with Joe on the Job outside of that particular month?
Oh, I would think so. I think that awareness of re-establishing the value of a professional coffee service has to be something we work hard at every day. If we let our guard down and only participate in doing these things in the month of September, we're going to lose some ground, and we need to be doing that. We need to do a better job of that every day. And engaging those customers and making sure that they understand. We're seeing that research even here today of what it means to employees when they are provided a coffee service in the workplace. So we've got to get out and establish that every day.
Okay. What other marketing things do you do at Prairie Fire?
We are heavily involved in a number of community-based events, community marketing. We like to support anything that's going on, nonprofits, charitable organizations, whether it be the aptly named Prairie Fire Marathon in Wichita, Kansas every fall, or a number of other organizations that are doing community events like that or fundraisers, and we like to support those. Most of those, a good portion of those, are our customers today. We also do a portable roaster by where we can go out to grand openings, or if our customers have a special event going on, we're able to take a portable roaster out, literally roast green coffee on site, grind and brew, and be able to provide them with fresh roasted, fresh ground, fresh brewed coffee, as well as giving away some gift packs so that they kind of remember who we are.
Do you do anything with social media?
We do a little bit. With Facebook today, we probably need to spend a little more time with getting a little more involved with that, but we do have a Facebook page, and we try to keep that updated with a lot of community events that are going on, not only within our own company, but other organizations, American Heart Association, for example, the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, and those kinds of things. And when they're doing events, we like to share that on our page so that anybody who is a friend of our page gets to see what's going on, and it helps everybody.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for talking to us today, and wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.